The 10th parak of Bava Kamma, Mishnah Beis, 2nd Mishnah. Not the muhsim chamoy, but not the chamoy acher. These ganovin took his chamor and they gave him something in replace. Or goes the lisan ksusay, for not the ksus acheris. Or they stole his garment and they gave him something in exchange. Harei elu shaloi. They were his. But neisha bayal misyashim heim. It's assumed that there was yeish. The Baal gave a pope on it. Now halacha is, if there's yeish and also shina rishus, it went to a new person, and then the second person is coined it. So also over here, it was yeish in the hands of this moiches or listim, these different types of ganovim, and now he gave it over to him in exchange of the garment that was stolen from this person. That's equivalent to a sale. And therefore, the person was coming. Yeah. Okay. If he's a tzaddik, he would give it back to the original owner. So harelu shalodi. So his mitnei shabal misyashim heim. Since the Baalim gave up hope on it, a matzlim in a nahar, something was floating in the river, was lost, or a gaius was like a warrior is going by. I'm going to list him, armed robbers. In the shayish shabal harelu shalodi. If the Baalim gave a pope, then you can keep it also, because once again you're kinda yeyush. Yeah. Now the implication of this mission is that's only if you know that the Baalim gave a pope, and minastam we don't assume the Baalim gave a pope. So the Gemara says that it depends what type of listim it was. That if it was a Jewish listim, then we assume the Baalim gave a pope, because minastam they're not going to get it back. If it was a Goyish listim and the Goyish nations will bring him to court, then in such a case, the Baalim are not automatically misyayish. Okay. The chain, the chilus and dvoir, same thing applies to a swarm of bees that left his beehive. And they came into somebody, they used to be by somebody else's property, now they moved into his property, and it's Joshua Bayal Mavish Shalom. Same thing. That if you know the Bayal Mavish Yash, you can keep it. Yeah, Lamaisa, a beehive does not mean the rights that belong to the person, because the bees are independent. But since Lamaisa, they stay in the beehives that were set up for them, the Rabbanon is considered the other person's property unless he gave a pope on it. Even though normally a woman or a cotton, a minor, are not believed, but then in certain cases they are believed. For example, to say mikan yotze nochel ze, they could say that this swarm of bees came from a certain place, and you'd have to give it back to the Baalim. Yeah. So the Gemara says a torment case where the original owner is running after his swarm. He sees that going to another place, and we have this woman that is masiach lefitumim, which means not coming to testify because the apostle agents, but they're saying over a story that that swarm, I remember that it used to be over there. So since this is only dindir abodon, because as we said before, the swarm does not belong to its owner midiraisa, and in respect to dindir abodon, a woman or a child will be believed as long as they're not coming to testify and they're just saying the story. If he damaged it, then he has to pay for it. Or it's here the Gemara says a hizik of him means he's running to save his swarm, and in the process he damages something, he has to pay for it also. Even though he's allowed to run after it, even though he may break something on the way, he doesn't have to refrain from running after it. But if there's a branch of the tree of his friend, and he cracks down that branch to get the bees back, they rested on this branch, and he wants to take over the branch to take it back, that he's not allowed to do, even though he says I'm going to pay it back afterwards. But you're not allowed to take something from somebody else on condition to Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan, said no, you do have the right to chop it down to that branch and pay back. There's no such a general rule that you can do this. It's a special tanai of Bezdin that they set up this agreement that everybody will be masking that you can take off a branch on the Manasta to pay back. if you're doing it to take back your swarm of bees.